Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 198 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. It's Mike Abumeshrick in the bunker with me. We are observing social distancing. Darren DuPont is here. He opened the show with the rollout an hour ago. He'll be back later on for overtime. So Abu and I are holding it down. We had Gary Lawless with us from the Vegas Golden Knights in Hour 1 to talk about all kinds of things, obviously, where the Golden Knights sit amid the coronavirus pandemic. What should happen once they do convene, reconvene, because we think they will. I think that they will. Talked a little CFL with him as well. Here's my magnificent 9 show topics that Abu and I haven't got to any of them yet, and he's been sitting in here for half an hour. Number one, Canada pulls out of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. He didn't know that because he's not following the news, just the markets, which is kind of the news, isn't it?
That's my job.
That's your job, yeah. Point two, the one that I'm dying to talk about, the divorce of Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Can you please give me your thoughts on that in a bit as a pro athlete, please? Three, how do you cheer for teams anymore? If you were a Patriots fan and those two split, who do you? Fans are the kids.
It's been like that
the
for
whole
a while,
thing.
Though.
It has been like that, like the Gretzky thing going to L.A. It's been around as old as time, as long as there's been sport.
Started yet?
Dave Naylor's question, point four, who will be fifth in the CFL West? Some really want to talk about it, some really don't. Point five, am I as contrarian a thinker as David Naylor said that I am? Like almost tinfoil hat, Jesse Ventura, conspiracy theorist? Because I'm not. I just feel like I'm honest and I say the things like you that people are thinking and won't say. That's follow, what I think we are.
Follow the numbers.
Follow the numbers. Follow the truths.
Follow the truth. They can tell you whatever they want.
But your boy Jared Dumba is the conspiracy theorist of all time. You know that, right? He sent me a clip the other day from YouTube talking about this pandemic. I'm like, where do you find these guys, Jared?
But are you a conspiracy? Remember when X-Files used to be a cool show?
Yeah, but that's a TV show.
Now that's just real. So when does when does conspiracy theories just become sensationalized versions of the truth, right?
I'm just saying, I'd like to think that I'm honest. That's what I think that I am. I don't think I'm too contrarian of a thinker.
Don't ask Jared about any of his things. He'll tell you and he'll prove why you are wrong and not him.
Of course.
That's why it's so
I think everybody's
great to
like
talk
that
to him.
Though. It's fun. It's so much fun. But I'm like, do you actually believe this? When I can claim there was a conspiracy against the Riders back in the day, I honestly didn't really believe it, but I didn't know what the Riders wanted. That's a story for another time and probably my book. It's not a story for today. Point six, somebody tweeting, why is Jeremy O'Day wasn't active in free agency? It's because he knew that the coronavirus was coming. A guy actually tweeted that. Moving on, that's just some of the show topics today. I just want to read this note from our friend in Norway, Trent. One of our 19 viewers in Norway every day. Trent says, Norway calling. 3 points in these times from my wife, Hildy, who teaches nursing. Stay home. Wash your hands and yourself more often than you think. Encourage a friend or family member by calling or Skyping them. And prayers to John Ryan, who has been diagnosed with skin cancer.
Oh, shit.
I know. Get well, everyone. That is from Trent in Norway. So that news is broken within the past 24 hours. We'll get to that later. Prayers, obviously, with John and his family. Our next guest on the program today, we're going to Toronto. TSN Radio's Michael Landsberg joins us. Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. You know, I squeezed you into an incredibly busy day. I'm just torn in so many different directions. But you know what? For you, Rod, I'm good.
Well, thank you. And Mike Abumeshrick's in the bunker, too. 10-year CFLer. As the ardent fan, you would... Another Torontonian, actually, now that I think about it.
Tell by how handsome we are.
Right? Where'd you grow up?
High Park. Jane and Finch, gotcha. Actually, but my grandma was High Park, so...
I'm a Bathurst and Eglinton guy.
Ooh. Nice.
I'm not sure it's ooh-worthy. See, it depends where you are. There's pockets of that area where, for instance, I grew up on a street called Old Forest Hill Road. If you are south of Eglinton on Old Forest Hill Road, you have a house that's probably worth $10 million minimum. Now, if you're north of Eglinton on Old Forest Hill Road, then your house, I mean, it's not worth less than $1 million, but it's still like a totally different neighborhood. So I kind of grew up in the slums of Forest Hill.
Okay, if there is such a thing. I don't know. You guys are all speaking Greek to me. I swear to God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. That's how we like it. And in the handsome club.
Yeah, and there's a reason why we feel superior. Because we are. Kidding. Oh, my God. It's so great to go to a speech in Saskatchewan and make a joke about Toronto superiority and get people to boo you, because I'm usually there to talk about mental health, right? And it doesn't matter in what way you engage people, as long as you get some kind of emotion out of them to start with, including anger.
Michael, you know that you are, like, we're in the Bible Belt, somewhat backwoods, and that's fine. I mean, this show's doing very well for being from Saskatchewan. But with you making a joke about Toronto superiority, reminds me of a country show I was at, Dean Brody at the casino a while back. He goes, I'm going to sing a song about marijuana. The reaction that he got, I would assume, was very similar to the reaction you get when you talk about, cricket. Made crickets sound loud.
No, it wasn't crickets. It was boo. Oh, come on. Yeah, it's like, hello, do you think if I thought that I would actually get in front of you and say it? You don't think I'm just trying to troll you right now? And it's like, oh, okay, he's okay. So, you know, like I said, when you go to give a speech someplace, if you can get some kind of emotion out of the audience, then you've won before you've even started, even if it's like sort of mock anger.
Here's a tip: is like, if I told you I was from Toronto, what would you be like? Come on, man, you're not from Toronto.
I would say, no, you're not.
Right, it's the same thing. The way you say Saskatchewan, it's Saskatchewan. So you want to say Saskatchewan when you come here, and people will go nuts as soon as you say Saskatchewan. They'll go, oh, that's our guy. It's like a club, you know, a secret club that if you say that you're from Toronto. It's like a secret handshake, but if you say you're from Toronto, people are going to roll your eyes. So
if I want to make people think that I belong, then I should say Saskatchewan. So I'm going to go with this. Hey, good to talk to you guys. Love Saskatchewan.
Well, depending what your goals are,
yes.
And if I may give you a tip, don't go into Wadena, Saskatchewan and make Pamela Wallen jokes. You're welcome. I found that out the hard way, Michael.
Really? So that she would be sacred in that area?
Yeah, and I'm just going to move on from all of that. I'm just giving you a tip. If you're going to Wadena, don't make Pamela Wallen jokes. I was trying to get a reaction. I did. It wasn't good. How are you?
You know, I'm great. I'm really good. People that I care about are healthy. I mean, it's the scariest time that I've been alive on this planet, and there's nobody that you can turn to. Like, my dad is 89. And there's no point in me saying to him, so what do you think? What does experience tell you? Or you went through this before. No one has any idea. I just know that we live in a really stupid time with a lot of stupid people who don't seem to want to heed the advice that they're getting, especially in this country, because the advice is good. In the United States, I would suggest that it's probably different. The advice from the president is not necessarily what the medical community would like us to believe. But here in Canada, do what you're told. You know, we can beat this thing, but we're too stupid right now to accept that.
It's funny. I saw your tweet the other day. This is hilarious. Actually, it's been a few days because Carlo Koliakovo came on this show and talked about your tweet where you said, nobody came by, nobody checked on me. Oh, yeah, just another night. Can you talk about that? I thought it was pretty funny.
I, to be honest with you, I mean, I could bluff my way through it. I'm not sure. What was the tweet?
It was something along the lines of, here's my night last night. Nobody checked on me. No guys came by. I hung out at home, didn't talk to anybody. Oh, yeah, just another night. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I'm trying to think. We started doing the radio show from home last Thursday. So since last Thursday, I have literally not been anywhere except for to take my dog for a walk. That's it. And, you know, what's really bizarre for me is that I'm either doing a million things or I'm doing nothing. So the fact that I'm forced to be reclusive now, I've been training for this all my life, man. I'm so ready to be reclusive. I'm well practiced, well heated. I understand the task at hand.
Yeah, and how does it feel now that you are? For instance, you know, I got parents saying that their kids are mad that they've been told, go watch YouTube videos and play Fortnite. And they come out of their room and go, oh, I'm bored of that. Well, it's all you ever want to do. So now that you've got what you've wanted, how does it feel?
Well, I've had it for a long time anyway, right? Like I said, you know, my chosen action on a given day that I'm not giving a speech, because I give like two speeches a week usually at this time of year. So if I'm not doing that, I'm at home, I'm working on Sick Not Week, or I'm lying on the couch watching television. So I have selected that. I mean, there's a few things that I normally do that I can't do, but I will do them because I found an alternate way to do them. And I don't breathe anymore because I'm tired of breathing, because you never know what you're going to breathe when you stop, and you're going to breathe in and who knows what the hell it is. But I go to spin class most days, and obviously I can't do that now, so we got a Peloton, which showed up on Saturday. I used it on Sunday. I'm going to use it today. It's amazing. It's one of the best pieces of equipment I've ever seen.
I, like you, have been training my entire life to sit on the couch and watch sports. But without sports on, what is kind of filling that hole, or are you filling it with old games and old videotapes?
No, I mean, I would say that, I mean, the good news is that this is the greatest time in history for things on your television. I don't necessarily mean television shows, because I'm not sure if that's the right word, but with Netflix and Amazon Prime and HBO and Hulu and Stars and FX, all of these services are providing us with the greatest television that we have ever seen. It's ironic because network television, as we know it, has been dying for years. And network television, American network television, is so sanitized. It doesn't stand up against the gold that you can see on Netflix or on Prime. So I would say there's better shows out there for anyone if you want to watch television. The problem is I've watched a lot of them, and I'm looking for a tip. I need somebody to say, you know what, Michael? How about this one series? And if you get it, you're kind of away to the races. And if you haven't seen any of this stuff, just ask me, man. I'll give you the gold.
That's what I'm asking you. We're looking, sounds like you're dodging the question. What are you watching on Netflix?
Right. I want to know too.
Yeah. Narcos. Well, okay. If you haven't seen Narcos, watch that.
Narcos is good. Queen of the South is like Narcos without the subtitles. Queen of the South is so good. There's been three or four seasons of Queen of the South. There's so many series that are based on true events, like the one about the Central Park Five. I forget the name of it. Mm-hmm. I just watched the one about Gianni Versace, which was great, but it was done by the same people that did the O.J. Simpson one, which was one of the best things that anyone's ever seen on television. There's, I just finished watching Hunters with Al Pacino. Now, I'm a Jewish guy. I don't know if you have any around there because you're in Saskatchewan.
We don't.
But, yeah. You know, I've been given speeches so many times, and often I'll say, hey, you know what? Don't get offended if I make a joke about mental health, because I have a mental illness. I'm allowed to joke, and I'm allowed to make Jewish jokes, right? Because I'm Jewish. Hey, any Jewish people here? It's like, no, really? Like, not one? And this is with like 700 people in the audience. It's like, not one? But Hunters is Al Pacino. He plays a Nazi hunter. So my point was, what Jew doesn't love to see a good hunt of a Nazi? And they found creative ways to kill people. It's a great show. It's a great show. And there's tons of those series that are just so good.
Michael, I recently sold the restaurant that I own downtown, and one of the other owners was a Jewish gal from Southern California. She's in her early 40s, and we got to be good friends, and she basically feels like a fish out of water, because there's so next time we're in town, I might hook you guys up. You can go for coffee. Here's your tweet, by the way. I can't believe my life has come to this. Working mostly from my couch. No bars, clubs, house parties. No friends just dropping in to say hi. No boys night out. It's brutal. Wait, nothing's changed. Never mind. Hashtag sick not week. Remember that now?
Yeah. I do. You did a really crappy job of describing actually what it said. Totally. But yeah, I remember that. Because it was kind of like all tongue-in-cheek, like, okay, how is my life really different now? I mean, of course it is different. But see, you know what it's allowed us to do? First of all, it's allowed us to burn our dress pants. because you never have to wear them. Like, in what setting would you have to wear dress pants now? So we had a, you know, we had a big bonfire in the backyard, I'm making this up, where we were burning dress pants. If a pant has a button on it, I have no interest in it right now at this stage in our lives. And it allows you also, and this is not good for me because I'm very sociable. Like, when I see people on the street, when I'm walking my dog, I'll always say, oh, hi, how you doing? Whether I know them or not. But now, if you don't like to socialize, this is gold. Think about it. You're walking down the street. Someone's coming on the sidewalk towards you with their dog. Somebody has to cross the street, which is the ultimate insult at the best of times, right? Because you're going, like, why would you cross the street instead of coming in front of me or passing me? But now we got to do it.
I'm with you. My wife is the social butterfly. I say it all the time. I need to check on her because I don't really have a problem with what's going on for all the reasons that you just said. And a lot of broadcasters are that way. Lastly, Michael, if you don't mind, a two-pronged question. How do you feel about the NFL just full steam ahead, haven't eased off the throttle really at all? And out of that, Tom Brady to the Buccaneers, and your thoughts on the divorce with Bill, and who will have more success this year, Brady's Bucks or Bill's Patriots? That's a three-pronged question for you there.
Right. Well, first of all, the NFL scores again, right? The only major professional league in North America that's whose timing right now is not affected by coronavirus, right? I mean, the NFL, not only are they not affected by it, but now they have all of the sports news in every way it's reported to themselves. Like, if, you know, Brian Hoyer signs with the New England Patriots, it's like, oh my God, folks, we got some news today. Brian Hoyer has signed with the New England Patriots. It's the only thing that they have going, which is awesome for them. Number two, Tom Brady. I've kind of shifted on Brady. You know, I was interviewing somebody last week from Boston media, and he was saying, yeah, I'm friends with Brady, and Brady's like one of the most unassuming guys that you can meet. And I was like, whoa, wait a second here. Because I don't feel like I know much about Tom Brady, because he has a whole secret life. And when I say secret, I mean behind closed doors that he's been living. And I kind of always thought he was just a bit of a jerk. Well, now I'm kind of thinking from what the things that he said and what he's done, that in that equation, the jerk is Bill Belichick. And the jerk being Bill Belichick, I am now all over Tampa. Oh, man, I've become a Bucs fan for the first time ever. And I'm just going to continue hating the Patriots like I always have, even though I recognize the fact that Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of North American sports.
Yeah. And caught cheating the most amount of times.
Which makes him the best coach. They go hand in hand. You can't be a nice guy head coach. It doesn't work.
Okay.
You know, it's certainly he makes it work. Who was it that... I'm trying to think of a player who was just released. Oh, yeah, he was just released from the Lions. And he was talking about Matt Patricia, the coach.
Darius Slay, the corner, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, he is literally the worst human being I have ever met. The day that he released me was the best day of my life.
Enter Mike Commodore, Mike Babcock. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember interviewing Commodore on Off the Record years ago, and he would say things, but he never had really come out about Mike Babcock. So I'm thinking, what does that even mean? Like, where's this anger coming from? So I guess for him, Babcock getting fired in Toronto was like, you know, the best thing that could possibly have happened to him. So, I mean, there's probably truth somewhere in the middle there.
Right. But what I love is the fact that the players are now spilling their guts, but where before they held their tongue. I mean, whatever. This is the kind of time that we live in, and it's interesting. Michael, I appreciate the time. Always a pleasure to visit with you and see you. And please let us know the next time that you're coming through. We'd love to promote it.
Yeah, you know, Saskatchewan, of all the places I've gone to speak, Saskatchewan outside of Ontario would be by far the most. And I'm going to continue to search. I'm going to search. I've been to Prince Albert. I've been to a place called Spruce Home, Saskatchewan. I've been to Saskatoon and North Battleford and Battleford. And I've been to Regina. I've been to a whole bunch of places. And I've never met a Jew. So my goal is to find a Jewish person in Saskatchewan.
I've got one. We'll line you up when you get here. Michael, it's because we're such big fans that we keep bringing you back.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you. Great to meet you, Mike.
See ya.
Michael Landsberg joining us from Toronto. Always entertaining, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Super guy. Look, we have to break. We'll be right back. Hope you're enjoying the program, everybody. It's episode 198 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, The Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live coming to Game Plus TV Network in April. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to The Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Just ahead of NHL, WHL great and all-around great human being Theron Fleury, a Monday morning sports update, everybody. The International Olympic Committee is giving itself 1 month to decide how to proceed with this summer's Tokyo Olympics. In an Olympic letter to athletes, IOC President Thomas Bach said that amid the COVID-19 pandemic, human lives take precedence over everything. And so the global organization will spend the next 4 weeks determining the best option for the Tokyo Games, which are scheduled to open July 23rd. Meanwhile, a worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Games until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. Global Athlete is the group, and they said in the news release Sunday, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19 virus, the IOC must do the same. Blue Jays president and CEO Mark Shapiro says none of the team's players or staff have had symptoms that warranted being tested for COVID-19. Shapiro said most of the Blue Jays major league players had made their way back to their respective homes by March 15th. While the Blue Jays spring facility essentially closed last week, a trio of pitchers, Hyun-Jin Ryu of South Korea, Shun Yagamuchi of Japan, and Rafael Dolas of the Dominican Republic are still there.
Why?
Shapiro predicts it will be months, not weeks, before MLB can start up again, but he doesn't expect players to be able to stay in game-ready shape while in self-isolation or while practicing social distancing from their homes. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see you at Wendell's. although not right now, as they're temporarily closed. Well, what a great day to bring Theron Fleury on. In all that preamble I said at the start, I didn't mention Olympian, but I can. So I'm sure Theo, good morning, Theo, by the way. Good to see you as always. I bet you've got thoughts on, Canada pulling out of the Olympics.
Well, I think it's a difficult time for all of us right now. And, you know, I think probably the most important thing is keeping people safe and keeping people healthy. And, you know, this, from all indications, seems like we're in this for the long haul. It's not going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be, you know, months. And, you know, I myself have been in self-isolation for the last 2 weeks and, you know, haven't really done a whole lot other than, you know, walking my dogs.
How many different ways have you examined this Canadian Olympic thing? Or maybe not at all, but I assume you have. I mean, if you put yourself in the shoes of this year's Olympians, how it would feel to be pulled out?
Yeah, it's obviously very, very disappointing that, you know, you train your whole life to have that opportunity. And, you know, other people will probably have other opportunities to go to the Olympics. But, you know, for some, it might be their one and only shot. And I think that's probably, you know, the most disappointing part of it.
Hey there, I'm more familiar with the football schedule, which is only half the year. But is there any would there be any opportunity to move the Olympics, the hockey part of it, to next year or something? As an Olympian, I know that there's also scheduled World Championships and stuff like that. So how hard would it be just to move it forward a year? Because I know that's what they're doing in soccer.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's looking at all options right now to see, you know, how we can, you know, do this and how we can accommodate the fans that, you know, probably desperately want to see another best on best tournament. And, you know, for me, playing in two Olympics, you know, was probably one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And so, you know, I'm sure that, you know, like I said, they're exhausting every option to make that happen. But, you know, as of today and as of right now, you know, we're trying to keep people alive and keep people safe. And I really believe that that's the right thing to do and the most important thing to do at this point.
No doubt about it. But as a player, the Olympics have some sort of, you know, global understanding, whereas the Canada Cup or the World Cup, maybe I'm dating myself calling it the Canada Cup, but I think we're about the same age. How does that feel as a player, you know, having a gold medal from the Olympics versus a Canada Cup? Because it's best on best, no matter how you look at it. But maybe there's some back feelings.
No. A win is a win is a win is a win. Doesn't matter, you know, what I think that when you, you know, there's only 23 guys that can play, you know, for Team Canada at one of those events. And so to be first considered to be one of the 23 best players in Canada is obviously a great honor. But, you know, we don't play for bronze medals or silver medals at the Olympics or the Canada Cup or World Cup or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, it's the ultimate to be able to win. And I believe it's the reason why, you know, we all play sports is to have that opportunity to win and be standing on the blue line at the end of the tournament. And they're playing our song and you have a beautiful piece of hardware around your neck. So, you know, obviously it would be great to see more of those events happen. But, you know, with Beijing, I know that, you know, the logistics, you know, just don't work for the NHL, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, hopefully, you know, they can make that happen, because if you're trying to sell the game globally to a global audience, you know, you want your best athletes at the Olympics to promote the sport of hockey.
No doubt. And a viewer writes in, Darren Bradley's his name. He says, I love Theo, but hated him as an Oiler Pats fan. Ha ha. Nice lid. I've said the same thing to you, Theo, that I was a Pats and Oilers fan growing up. But really deep down, I respected what you're doing as a little guy and succeeding as a little guy. And then I became a huge Theo Fleury fan throughout your NHL career and also as a human being. And before I go further down that road, you mentioned the self-isolation. Where have your travels been the last little while, by the way? Because you travel all the time. Where have you been?
The last trip was 3 weeks ago. I was in Petawawa, Ontario at the base out there working with their personnel and soldiers working on their PTSD stuff, which, you know, is highly prevalent in the world these days. And, you know, me being one of those people who've been able to overcome that, you know, I've been able to help a lot of those guys that come back from serving our great country that have these symptoms of PTSD and help them, you know, manage those symptoms and get through what they need to get through.
Well, right. So would you rather talk sports or talk about real stuff? It's up to you with my next question. Where do you want to go? Hockey or real life?
Anywhere you want to go. I'm
okay.
I'm multifaceted.
Well, I'm around the Army guys all the time, too. I'm just waiting for them to call them in. I'm like, when are they calling you guys in? Shouldn't be long. But with the trauma thing, PTSD, you know the definition of trauma. You're working with those guys. The whole world's in trauma right now, Theo. I don't think they understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, you know, I've been thinking about this lots lately as, you know, what are we going to face, you know, after this thing passes? Because, you know, people who already have trauma and then this happens to them, you know, it adds another layer, you know, into our nervous system. And then when you get too many layers of trauma in your system, you know, that's when PTSD, you know, starts to set in. And so, you know, I'm anxious as to see, you know, what's going to come out of this, you know, on the mental health side of things once we get through this illness.
Well, the reason I bring that up was on Friday, I got introduced to a person who was suicidal because of the situation that person was in currently with the pandemic. Like Friday might have been the last day of that person's life, and by Sunday that person was laughing and joking and realizing that probably wasn't the best way to go about things. And here's the things that how things can change. I woke up this morning going, I feel pretty good helping this person. I don't really care who's going to finish fifth in the CFL West this year.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I think the best thing you can do now, you know, is use the resources that are available, you know, meditation, you know, do a online on stream yoga class, you know, just do something that gets you sort of out of that headspace where, you know, and stay off social media because, you know, it's hard to get the truth. It's hard to find hope, you know, in the social media atmosphere. And so, you know, and I think just pick up the phone and call people. If, you know, I have a list of five people, you know, on my phone that when I'm sort of freaking out and, you know, not doing well, I pick up the phone and call one of those five people and just check in and say, you know, this is what's happening for me today. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they talk me off the ledge.
Abu's got something for you here.
Well, I don't know. I have everyone seen me play with this rock all day. I get lost in my head, like, really bad, especially when I'm not busy and staying home a lot. And I've been carrying this rock with me all the time. It reminds me that I'm good and that I'm doing everything that I want to do. Like, I'm staying home with my kids. That's what I wanted. Like, and I'm getting paid. Like, what's better than that? But it feels so hard sometimes. It feels so hard to do what you want. And this kind of thing, just, it's hard. It reminds me a lot of things. But it, more importantly, it just reminds me to be here and what's in front of me, not all the stuff that I can make up. Because I'm fairly creative, like you guys are as well. Anyways, everyone's got their copings.
They say if you think about the past, that's depression. And if you think about the future, that's anxiety. And so what it tells me is that, you know, as a human being, I got to try and stay in the now and the present as much as I can, and you know, leave it up to my faith and my spirituality to you know, get me through whatever I need to get through. So prayer, meditation, you know, that kind of stuff is, you know, an essential part of my daily routine, which helps me, you know, stay somewhat sane. You know, I always tell people I'm still crazy, but you know, it's way more manageable now than it ever has been. And, it's my craziness that, you know, makes me unique and makes me an individual.
Well, prayer and meditation been around for so long 'cause they work.
Yes.
A few things. Okay, Rod and Carrie Monroe write in. That's our producer Clark's parents. They say, the more I hear from Theo, the more I respect him every time. God bless you, Theo. You're a good man. Their son, Clark, has hockey questions for you, so I'm going to get to that. James Yo writes in, put number 14 in the rafters at the Dome and vote this man into the Hockey Hall of Fame already. So my thoughts there. I was just in Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw. You're up there. That's up. Number nine. Number two, as far as the Hockey Hall of Fame, I'm like, what's the guy got to do? Olympic gold, Stanley Cup, 1,000 games, over 1,000 points. What's the guy got to do? What's he got to do? But then knowing you well enough now, it's like, who cares? You're in your own Hall of Fame, which is a great Hall of Fame. I don't think you spend a lot of time thinking about that stuff.
No. You know, I always say the work's been done. And, you know, it's up to the people at the Hockey Hall of Fame that, you know, that vote on the people that go in there. But, you know, like I said, yeah, it would be an amazing honor. And I think it's the highest honor you can receive as a professional hockey player to be there. But, you know, that seems like a lifetime ago. And you know, I think the work that I get to do now on a daily basis is way more important than, you know, being in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And I 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I dedicated my life to helping people. And, you know, that's where I'm going to stay for the rest of my life.
Good for you. So from producer Clark, who were Theo's line mates in 2002 Salt Lake?
Brendan Shanahan and Joe Neuendijk. And we were the fourth line.
Checkers? Was that your role? Checking?
Well, we were in charge of momentum. Keep it or gain it back. So, yeah, I was a, you know what, I always loved playing for Team Canada because, you know, I love being a role player, and it was a lot easier to prepare to play, you know, 4 or 5 minutes a period. And, you know, like I said, we got to play against the other team's crappy fourth line. So, you know, there was always an opportunity for our line to, you know, either get the momentum back or maintain it, and then, you know, to score that big goal when there was an opportunity. And like I said, we were playing against the other team's crappy fourth line, and I liked our fourth line way better than theirs. So,
can you please confirm or deny? Last question. I was with Owen Nolan recently, asked him a similar question. He said he was videotaping the last 3 minutes of the game on a handy cam on the bench, and Pat Quinn kicked him in the ass and said, get out there. He's like, no, I'm filming. I don't want to miss this. Was that true?
I didn't see it because I was sort of sitting at the end of the bench, and I think he was probably in the middle. But, you know, with 3 minutes left in the game, we had the game well in hand, so... good for him for getting that amazing coverage, you know, that he can cherish for the rest of his life. But, you know, that was such an amazing experience. And, you know, you want to talk about Hockey Hall of Fame. I think 3/4 of that team is already in the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, you know, it was a great experience, amazing time to be a part of that. And, you know, what's... What blows my mind every time is that, you know, it was 52 years to the day that we hadn't won a gold medal. And so, you know, to think about the magnitude of that, and then, you know, being one of 23 guys in the last 52 years who have a gold medal at the Olympics in hockey is pretty, pretty special.
Can you take one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got lots of time. So.
Okay. So they're asking about 98 Nagano in Japan. Can we just jump immediately to the shootout? And Mark Crawford, yeah, please, your thoughts on Wayne being stapled to the bench for that?
Well, what was interesting was that the Czechs scored, I believe, halfway through the game and never came in our zone the rest of the time. And so they were playing for a shootout because they had the greatest goalie on the planet at that time and probably the best breakaway goalie of all time, you know, in the net. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, they have a soccer mentality when it comes to deciding games at the Olympics. And, you know, they should have just thrown a Scrabble board in the middle of the ice and had Patrick Waugh and Hasek play Scrabble, because that's what it comes down to, an individual skills competition. And hockey, last time I checked, is a team sport. And, you know, I would have liked to have seen, because if it would have gone to regular overtime, you know, do or die, sudden death, we probably would have two Olympic gold medals and not one.
Right. Wow. Jack Fulton's watching from Calgary. I'm sure you know Jack, Life Choice Dynamics. He says, Theo, you're already in the Hall of Fame for what you've done on and mostly off the ice. You're the definition of a champion. No doubt. Theo, hope our paths cross sooner than later. Thanks for all your support. Yeah. And keep it up. Love you, my friend.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Take care of yourself and be safe out there.
You betcha. From all your homies here in Saskatchewan, stay safe.
Yes, yes. I wore the hat today.
I see that. I love it. Yeah, everybody loves that. Theo Fleury checking in from his home in Calgary, where he is self-isolating. We'll take a timeout. More with a boo when we come back. DuPont will be back here for overtime. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus TV Network in April, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
We're back. Welcome back. Abu coming back from the washroom.
No.
Pull the mic in. You're still going to need that. Just reading some comments from our viewers from Mark Anderson. He's a vice principal at Hanley School, recovering from knee surgery. He says, stories from the greats make this show the best. Can't get enough. Could listen to Theo reminisce all day.
That's what we talked about during the break, just the two of us. This show is going to be great without sports. You get to dig in and like learn a little bit about, or a lot more about these
people. And that's what you were trying to say when you came in here this morning in the very first break. Before we even went to air, you said, if we could just went on and told stories for days.
You don't need to give me all the credit, Rod.
I'm trying.
Take it.
Those little towns that hold those sports dinners, I'm telling you, they know what they're doing when they put them on. If you want to raise a lot of money in one night and have a good time, go to a sports banquet. Of course, they've all been canceled here this spring, and that's another story. But if there's one in your town, it's a pretty good way to support your community when this all is over, is go to those community events like that. Shell out your dough.
Yeah, that's a great way to support your community, is to support your community. Good one there, Rod.
Steven in North... Shut up. You don't leave your house. Here's the guy that says he's not following events. Now he's buying up all the stock that's dropped through the floor. You're going to call me out. I'm going to call you out.
Give me it all.
People think that we actually fight like this all the time. From Steven in North Dakota. Did Abu wash... Yeah, he's dripping all over the couch.
And it smells like lilacs. Lilac or lilac? Where do you go with that?
Lilac.
Yeah.
Our farm is lined with lilac trees all over. I can smell it right now as we talk about it.
Yeah, reminds me.
Beautiful.
That's my hands that you smell, probably.
No. Ken in Saskatoon writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Great show, Rod. With both Theo's and Michael's interview, it was the perfect blend of sports and real-life discussions. See? Nothing about you.
Michael, it's me.
Oh. Right. Oh, now the questions are coming in for Theo. We're going to have to bring Theo back to get to all of your questions. The man is a Canadian hero. You should get the Order of Canada. Forget about the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Does he have it already?
I don't think so. Okay. I'm going to check the poll results, and before I let you go, I want your breakdown of Belichick-Brady's divorce. Who's going to have more success this year, Patriots under Belichick or Brady's Bucks, and all that. But I'm going to check the poll results for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. The question is, who wins more games in 2020, Brady's Buccaneers or Belichick's Patriots? 59% of you saying it'll be Brady's Bucks. We're certainly all going to be...
You're right. Tell them what they win.
I don't want to say everybody's saying that, because 41% of people aren't saying that. But the pundits are saying the Buccaneers will go further than the Patriots in 2020, assuming there's a season. Now, Andrew Gotzelig joins us from Hoop Life. He's been on the program before. He's been in the bunker. He's not coming to the bunker this week as we observe social distancing, obviously. But Andrew, good to see you, my friend. Looks like you are in a gym. Where are you joining us from today?
No, schools are shut down, so we can't get in any gyms, but we're at King's Corner, our online training from.
Clark, why does it seem like he's in Beirut?
Well, I was thinking the same thing there about...
It's very choppy, Andrew, so can you just give us where you're at with Hoop Life right now, because you can't be with kids. So obviously, are you training them online, or what's happening there?
Yeah, so we unfortunately have been current circumstances in the world can't camp normally. It's created a program called Hoop Life Overtime, and that is kids who really have camp online with us. And they can log in, ask questions virtually, and get the structured workout that they need right now.
All right. It's not working real good, but is it hoopovertime.com? Am I correct in saying that?
Yes. I don't know if my connection is up.
Clark, we're going to have to let Andrew go. But I appreciate the time and lining it up, Andrew and Clark as well, but we can't. It's too choppy. HoopOvertime.com was a confirmation from him. Just before we let you go, and we're going to bring Darren DuPont on next, comment from Alan Lee regarding the Patriots-Bucks thing, which, by the way, if I'd have had my way, I'd have talked about it all show. That's how fascinated I am by the whole thing. But Alan, our intern, says the defense of the Patriots is better than the Buccaneers. Well, the Buccaneers' offense probably is better than the Patriots. I don't really care as much about that. I love the topic of this. Did Brady build the Patriots, or did the Patriots build Brady? Who's responsible for what?
Do you want me to answer? Yes. Do we have time?
All of it.
See, I think it was Belichick built Brady. Brady wasn't a starting quarterback coming out of college. You can say whatever you want, but he wasn't a starting quarterback. That's probably why he was able and open to be shaped and molded and read defenses and all that. He's never been a physical specimen, but he's got it up here. He's 43 years old. And last year, defenses aside, because you can argue that the Pats' defense is better than Tampa Bay. You can argue it the other way, too, to a degree. Last year, they were saying Brady didn't have anybody to throw it to. Well, guess what he's got in Tampa Bay? What were they saying in Tampa Bay? They got all the pieces, but they got no one to throw it to. He threw Jameis Winston through,
34 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, I believe.
Yeah, all right. Brady threw six. So if Tampa Bay last year didn't throw interceptions, they would have been a playoff team. So keeping that into effect, Tom Brady doesn't need to be, you know, throw the ball downfield to all their plethora of weapons and speedy weapons. He just needs to not throw interceptions. And if they do that, they're going to win a heck of a lot of games. Football's a simple game, and that's what Brady's good at, making it simple. He's got a good defense. We'll keep him in games. He doesn't turn over the ball. They're going to win double. I mean, they could win 10. I don't see that to be the fact, the Patriots. There isn't a quarterback. Tom Brady screwed over the Patriots by them getting rid of Garoppolo. They knew what was going on. They've got nobody there. Nothing.
Alan says, by the way, what I was going to put a bow on this as. He says, it's the yin and the yang. One needs the other. Popcorn and butter, etc. I would put it this way. It's a two-way street. The Patriots wouldn't have had the success without Brady. Brady wouldn't have had the success without the Patriots. They complemented each other very well, which is what he's saying. Colin in Ottawa writes in and he says, Abu needs to tell Ottawa renegade stories. Colin in Ottawa, you wait until there's 5 minutes left in the show to say that? He's been sitting here since 10:30. We can't do it now. Will you come back later and tell some renegade stories? Because there's some great ones.
I'm not sure they can be told yet.
Could you think about it for a couple of days? Yes. And then some people need to die before you can tell those stories? Well, is that what you're saying?
Like there's a statute of limitations on some things.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Abu. It's been fun.
Oh, it's been great, hasn't it?
We got Dupes coming in next for overtime. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
We're back. We're back.
Quiet on the set. Shut up, Rod.
Oh, Paul just told me to shut up.
You hurt my feelings.
Breaking news. Veteran International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound said today the Summer Games in Tokyo will be postponed due to the global coronavirus pandemic. Here's the quote. On the basis of the information the IOC has, postponement has been decided, Pound said in an interview with Christine Brennan of USA Today. The parameters going forward have not been determined, but the games are not going to start on July 24th. That much I know. Score. They're still in business. The Score. Yeah. It's the best app I have. Check it every day.
Yeah.
For information. Do you want to give your thoughts on that? Or do you want to go back to the Belichick-Brady thing?
Let's go back to it. I mean,
is that what you want to talk about?
We can go wherever you want. I mean, the Olympic thing is interesting because they're going to postpone it, but they're not canceling it. Canada said they're not going to the Olympics now. Depending on what happens with, you know, changing the date and all that kind of stuff and making plans, I'm sure the COC will address that at the time and then look at all possible situations and figure out what's best in the interest of their athletes and coaches and personnel. But it's big. You got to do whatever you can, I feel, to protect the Olympics, whether it's move it to next summer, whether it's, you know, because they're talking about every 3 years potentially, that would increase revenues too. But that's a whole different conversation. But you have to do what you can to protect the Olympics because all of those sports really hang on the Olympics for a boost in popularity, boost in registrations, boost in financial support from sponsors. It's big.
To the Belichick-Brady thing, and before I do that, you know the TAP... those are good friends of ours. When we launched this show, like we were literally days in and they came to us and said, we want in with whatever you're doing. We want in. So Ballers and the TAP, there are P1s of sponsors and advertisers. So the Ballers is not open, period. Done. They just told me today, deep fryer unplugged, oven unplugged, everything, not the fridges. But the TAP, this is what they got going on. Locally owned tap liquor store, Regina's only liquor store drive-through. Free bag of ice with purchase. Spend $100 in the store, get a $20 gift certificate. So while their kitchen's not open at the tap, the liquor store still is. Okay, so that's for the tap. And the reason I say that sponsorship read is because we always talk about in this segment sports on tap. So I'm going to do something really mean. Here's the games that would be on tonight if they were playing in the National Hockey League. This is what would be on tap.
Hit me.
Florida at Toronto. Your Leafs would playoff. Be losing tonight.
Playoff game, too.
Like it would be a playoff game or a playoff ramifications.
Ramifications game, yeah, big one.
The Columbus Blue Jackets would be at New Jersey, and that's what we call a friends and family game. Only friends and family care. Colorado at Minnesota. And then as far as the Bermuda Triangle of hockey goes, we would be active. The Calgary Flames are home to the San Jose Sharks. The Edmonton Oilers would be home to the Anaheim Ducks. Big one for the Oil tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vegas Golden Knights are home to the Vancouver Canucks. So my remote would be smoking, going back and forth between both games.
Big time.
So if we had hockey tonight, that's what it would be. Sports on tap for the TAP liquor store and brew house and liquor store, which we just talked about. So to Belichick Brady, I got to tell you right now, you're bored. You want something to read. Go to ESPN.com. Read the long form article on the divorce of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. This has been brewing like most divorces do. And they feel that Tom's brand was getting too big for the Patriots and particularly Bill Belichick. He was losing control of the locker room because of Tom Brady. Tom had to go. And who was on here earlier that said, oh, it's Michael Landsberg. The more he finds out about Tom Brady, the more he loves Tom Brady. Well, who doesn't? I can't believe why anybody wouldn't like the guy. What is there not to like about Tom Brady?
I know.
So your take.
Well, it is. I mean, you look at Brady and Belichick, and that's the age-old question is, did Brady build Belichick or did Belichick build Brady? Who's responsible for who? Chicken and the egg, right? And it's a conversation that, happens in sports so much as to who's responsible for success. Is the Patriot brand the reason for success? Is that propping up Belichick and Brady? Or is it the people within the organization that propped up the New England Patriots? I'll tell you this. I mean, the Patriots are you know, a long-standing NFL team. They've been around before Belichick and around before Brady, and they had, you know, some success or, you know, they've had some value there. But were you paying attention to the New England Patriots before Tom Brady showed up?
I was laughing at them.
Yeah, or before Bill Belichick showed up, for that matter, yeah. Too. But it was really Brady that turned the corner of that franchise when he, you know, became the starting quarterback and then took off. And people often say, well, you replaced Matt Castle in there for a season, and they still were a playoff team, 11 wins or whatever they had when Tom Brady was out. And that's true, but Tom Brady is responsible for a lot of that culture in the organization too. And he puts a lot of the onus on his fellow players and his teammates to reach a higher level. But the point of the whole thing is we're finding more and more on a daily basis that it's people that drive business. It's the people in the organization that drive the brand, not the brand that drives the people. It's the other way around. People are what you know, develops your brand. And too often that we're seeing teams think that the team is bigger than the people within it, or the brand or the company's bigger than the people within it. And this is not the case. Without those people, your brand loses its identity, right? It's been built through people. And yeah, your brand is a representation of the people in it. The New England Patriots are a strong brand, but it's representative of Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and then Julian Edelman and the coordinators and the linemen and everything else within that organization, and, you know, Robert Kraft to go with it. Once you lose all those people, the brand loses its value. So it's a little bit of both, but I'll tell you, Tom Brady's a massive, massive brand now with TB12, the whole deal, his personality, and going to Tampa Bay. All of a sudden, the Buccaneers are a massive brand. They weren't a year ago, but they are now.
Everybody's checking their TV schedule to see when the Buccaneers will play.
Yeah. Right. Buying tickets.
And they weren't before.
They're going to sell out games on the road. And now the Patriots will still have a brand. Everybody's going to watch. But if they don't win, that brand is going to go down in a hurry. It's not the Patriot brand. It's Belichick and Brady that really...
That's another fun thing that we could talk about all day. That's why I said I'm dying to talk about it. I saw it once. Said, would there be a Tiger Woods without the PGA?
Yeah.
No. Would there be a PGA without Tiger Woods? Yes. But they both did great things for each other.
Yeah.
It's a similar argument. It's it is a two-way street, but I just think a lot of times the corporations forget that.
Yeah.
Again, could go all day, but I won't, because we got a meeting. We got a lot of people here. Paul, did somebody die?
No.
Oh. It's like everybody's coming to the room. He's bored. Everybody's bored. If you're bored, be grateful. It beats the alternative. We'll see you later. Thanks, Dupes.
Yeah.
Thanks to our guests today, Gary Lawless, Darren Fleury, Andrew Gottselig, Michael Landsberg. You have something?
Sorry, a tease. Tomorrow, I got a new top 10, our top 10 list.
Sure.
You'll be surprised. There's some movers and shakers within the RP Show top 10.
From Clark would like us to point out, too, we didn't have a great feed with Andrew Gottselig from Hoop Life, and he's such a super dude. We're just going to pass this along for all you kids that are sitting at home looking for something to do. Hoop Life has created an online virtual basketball training program to adapt to the times with COVID. It's called Hoop Life Overtime, and you can find it over on the Hoop Life Basketball Training Facebook page for all your basketball players out there. Put down the video game controllers and get back to being active. And also from Peanut Butter Pete Saragella, who's paddling like crazy with all those Estevan business owners watching, trying to, you know, serve the public. Peter says, RPDDCM, that's Clark Monroe, says, make your brand. Well, we're trying. And we'll see you tomorrow as we continue it from here at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.